Reading from Srimad Bhagavatamrita. Text. Text 7. Text number 8.
Jayati Jayati Krishna Prema Bhakti Yadamyam Nityanirmata Svam Purnamadhyaya Mukti Adati Charana Kama Krishna Vramita Jamana Vyapayajana Tapasya Yasa Nishtham Vihaya.
All glories to Sri Krishna Prema Bhakti. Knowing that the seed of Prema Bhakti secretly comprises all the truths of the Vedas, liberation herself has come to worship her. The liberation abandoned by the Vaishnavas has now given up dependence on mantras, penance, sacrifice, renunciation, and is eager to have the shelter of Prema Bhakti. Omagana Madandasya Janandana Shalakaya Daksurum Lutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manogishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Chayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Adada anaschanam dante, yam yache puna puna, trimad rupa padam bhoja, visham janma janmani, varadiya bhakti visham piyatnai, apayama manabhipsamandam, vipambuhiya paraduka duki, sanatanastam prabhamasrayami, namo gorakishoraya, Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipalamba Rasambodhe Padambu Jayate Namaha. O Gorakishoraya Raktivad Ruta Murtaye Parangi Padmanaya Rada Baba Nishevane Pancha Kalpa Purubhyasya Ripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Bhor Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Sri Govardhan Dham. Your parents are disappeared. Hirobhav Tithi Mahotsava, Parents Day of Gorakishore as Babaji. Somehow I hope to work that into the text that I'm going to start because there's these 9 or 10 verses at the beginning. There are 9 of someone does not have the phone. He did. And I hear phone ping. Number 6, you mute your phone. Thank you. And if you can't use the phone, just try to tie it into that. I want everyone to have this opportunity to hear from Govardhan. So there's these 9 verses, and I describe my anxious. I'm very anxious to get into the story proper. But I really think this sets the foundation for actually entering into the story. That's to worship the Supreme Lord, devotees, the Vaishnavas, and the manifestations of the Supreme Lord, like the Holy Dham. one of the purports made such a brilliant point that that which pleases the Lord has His mercy. So that's love, or that's love. Love means reciprocation. If you act for the benefit, if you act for someone, if you act to please someone or satisfy someone else, if they are a proper person, they will reciprocate according to the relationship they have to you. And if they're senior to you, their reciprocation will be kindness or mercy. So those who actually please the Supreme Lord have His mercy. And if you want perfection, then you go to those people. Somehow have made themselves an object of mercy to the Supreme Lord, or trying to satisfy their desires. And this is the basic process for entering deeply into Krishna consciousness, to pray to the Supreme Lord and His devotees. One young sadhaka shared with me his realizations. That's what's nice about Adam, that everyone is here, mostly trying to deepen their Krishna consciousness. And because it's a pace of pilgrimage, they're exclusively doing that. And those of you who have gone with me on pilgrimage, that, you know, you do so many things during your ordinary life. The pilgrimage, finally have a time where it's only for Krishna. What is that? That Dham, you're in the Dham, there's a vrata only for the pleasure of Krishna. And for you get a lot of mercy, because the Dham reciprocates when you're in that mood. And they'll reciprocate with you in your homes if you're only for Krishna. And, of course, that can be done also, although there's more distractions. So young sadhaka told me that he got the inspiration after so many years, let me pray to all the Vaishnavas before I chant and do sandavat to them. And it only takes about 10 minutes. And he researched and he got prayers for each of the prominent acharyas in our lineage. Just like we chant to Rupa Goswami, Adhidhana, Sanam Dantaya, Samyache Pranapa. And he chanted it, and he said there was a phenomenal improvement in his concentration and the reciprocation he got from his chanting by doing that first. But this is standard practice, spiritual life. Standard practice. Not only the mercy that comes from approaching the great acharyas, but by approaching them, transformation, a suitability of your consciousness for getting that mercy is also there. So from two standpoints, they are persons. I was just reading in the Bhakti Sandarbha how Jiva Goswami makes a point that we should understand that these great souls who preach Krishna consciousness in this world, they are not historical personalities in the sense that they're past. Said they are eternal residents of the Dham, and therefore we still have access to them. And I'm staying in the house of Partha Sarathi Das Goswami, wonderful devotee and a very, very deep practitioner of Krishna consciousness. And I've shared it many, many times. That's practically become one of the basis of my practice of Krishna consciousness, a realization that he shared with me one evening in Govardhan. And it was almost like all day long he perhaps was meditating on it, and then in the evening we were up together at the Bhaktivedanta Ashram, and he was wandering on the roof, and I just happened to be fortunate when he wanted to express that realization. He said, we advance by mercy, and mercy comes from the great souls, And the conduit of that mercy is our worship and glorification of them. And if you look at any Vaishnav prayers, there's the standard process, glorification. Because the more you realize the elevation of the great souls, the more you will experience what you get from them as mercy. Someone can give you something, but if you don't value it, you won't experience it as mercy. Another person who values it will experience it as mercy. And the person who experiences it as mercy and values it experiences love from that person. You're getting the same thing. Ooh, the spiritual master may get mercy, but one who is humble and values it, he has great value for what he's getting. And he's very humble. He experiences it even more. Love comes from his heart. That's bhakti. So today, I do want to keep up with the... but we'll just say a little bit something about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, and I want to get to the verses. A little frustrating to me. I teach a subject, one class for an hour every week. I'd love to have you all here every day. And but that he's glorified, Namo Gaura Shoraya, Sakshad Vairagya Murtate. He's the embodiment, Sakshad Vairagya, of renunciation. Sakshad Vairagya Murtate. Vipralamba Rasambode. Why? Vipralamba Rasambode. An ocean of separation. The mood of separation is nothing but the intense love one has, the object of his love, and the absence of the object of his love. I worship his lotus feet. And this is the highest renunciation. Just like the gopis, when they see, I spoke about this last year, when they see Krishna in the coils of the Kaliya serpent for like, I think, 48 minutes, and they think Krishna is near dead, and they begin to think in separation of Krishna's smiles, of his beautiful looks, of his dealings with them. And then they feel that Krishna is everything, and in the absence of Krishna. In other words, Krishna is my life, and in the absence of Krishna, I have no life. I have no interest. Spiritual depression is the highest renunciation. Even a person is depressed in this world, all of a sudden he becomes renounced from food. You love Krishna, and you're feeling the separation from Krishna. You're not with Krishna. That level of consciousness, you have no interest in this world. Govinda Virahena Me. In your absence, the whole world appears vacant. The whole world appears vacant. What is that? That's depression. There's no value here. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji was the supreme unseeing. Had no desire for even subtle sense gratification. The tishta, puja. Have some distinction, to have some worship, even subtly. Try to shun the public for that purpose. And would chant in an old hotel, or not hotel, but dharmshala, like one room that used to be the latrine or something. He was so renowned. We can't imitate that. That was his mood and his way of worshiping Krishna, but we can take the essence. Deep dedication to Krishna. To the extent that he actually was beyond the modes of nature. Had no attraction for them. So, said something. And what we'll do now is, we'll just chant two verses from this, the Sri Srimad Gaur Kishore Namaskar Dasakam, and then we'll read the translations. Okay? This is nice. Of course, you'll be celebrating it tomorrow. So it's kind of a strange thing. It shows you how you can be in two worlds. Because right now you're actually by sound in the disappearance day of Gorky Shor Das Babaji, by physical presence, you're not there. So it just shows you how sound can bring you to another dimension. Okay.
Sordo me paramo guru tvam varenya guram gagana gragani asida vritte daita chite te namo namo gaura kishora tugyam.
O divine master of my divine master, my most venerable preceptor, who is supremely worshipable in the group of the foremost associates of Sri Gauranga, may you be pleased with this servitor surrendered unto Dayata Das as Bhakti Siddhanta. O Gorky Shor, again and again I offer my obeisances unto you.
Saraswati nama jagat prasiddham prabhum jagatyam patitaika bandhum sameva deva prakati chakara namo namo gaura kishora kriti.
O worshipful one, you alone revealed my Lord and Master, who is renowned throughout the universe, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as the only friend of the fallen souls of the world. O Gorky Shor, again and again I offer my obeisances unto you. One more, and we'll begin. Living in solitude in Vrajadham, your heart was absorbed in the most secret pastimes of a divine youthful couple in Vraja. Whilst externally you maintained the strictures of a renunciation, sometimes you appear to transcend all recognized strictures. A Gorky Shor, again and again, I offer my obeisances unto you. So hopefully at the end of the class, we can again, let's say something about Gorky Shor Das Babaji. So now in his verses, Sanatan Das Goswami, and you'll see his heart. But your heart is who you love and how you love and the sentiments of that love. So he says, all glories, jayati, jayati. Jayati, Jayati. So, glorifying Prem Bhakti. Why? Prem Bhakti, devotional service, actually. Let me get myself here. Jayati, Jayati. All glories to Sri Krishna, Prema Bhakti. So Sanatana Goswami is now glorifying Bhakti Devi, personified devotional service to Krishna, and begs her favor. And devotional service to Lord Krishna is always rendered with prema or love. Serving someone means to please them. And what really gives someone pleasure is love. So it's not just waving the incense or waving the chamara, but it's doing it as an expression of prema or love. That's the Lord's internal, the essence of his pleasure potency is Krishna prema. So service means to please and do things for others to please them. But it's an expression of our love. And what really pleases them is our love. And that's why I mentioned that a simple point that home cooking is always more pleasurable than restaurant cooking. The same preparation, And the reason would be is, although they're the same preparations, one was done out of love, and therefore the tastes communicate that love. And this is the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, prema bhakti. Knowing that the feet of, so all glory, knowing that the feet of prema bhakti secretly comprises all the truths of the Vedas. So what's the purpose of the Vedas? Purpose of the Vedas is to give one liberation. What is liberation? Pierhitva ita rupam parupenam. Liberation has two aspects, not one. Pierhitva ita rupam. Ita rupam, you give up the identity or form as the enjoyer and the controller. Surupena vibhastita, you become situated in your true form. And your true form, your sarup, is a manifestation of your pure love for Krishna. In other words, when you love Krishna so intensely, then all facilities to love Krishna manifest. When you want to develop love, let's say you want to develop the love for Krishna, doesn't it have to come to your relationship with Krishna? Love means loving in a specific way. If you love someone, think of someone you love them in a specific way, and that's in your relationship with them. As a parent, you love a person in a particular way. As a friend, you love a person. So love indicates relationship. And that's why, if you want prema bhakti, you have to come to chanting a sense of sambandha or relationship. That's evam vrita swapriya nama kritya. And I don't have to be determined, evam vrita swapriya nama. It has to be the name of your beloved Lord. It's Krishna. But what is your relationship with Krishna? Of course, it can begin with the sambandha of appreciation and servitude. Some relationship, sambandha. But prema bhakti secretly comprises all the truths of the Vedas. Because the Vedas is what? The Vedas is the as Krishna creates this world, as he exhales in this world, with the from the sound, from the breath, also comes the instructions of how to use this world. And you use something according to its purpose. Yeah. So what's the purpose of this world? The purpose of this world is to liberate you, to give you perfection. Well, the Vedas is meant to give you perfection. And what's perfection? Perfection is someone is not muted, or, and I'm hearing it. All right, well, someone is not muted, and I'm hearing it. These very subtle points here, I don't want to get lost here. So the Vedas is meant to give perfection. What is perfection? Vedais, chisarvaya, ham eva vedyo, vedantavid, vedavid, eva chaham. All the Vedas, God is to be known. Krishna is to be known. What is the goal? What is the piyojana? The piyojana is to realize reality and experience reality. And what is reality? Reality is Krishna. And what's the experience of reality? The experience of a person whom you have a relationship with is your attraction and love for them. That's the experience of reality. When you become free from illusion and you actually experience what's there, which is God, which is Krishna, whom you have a relationship with. And what is prema? Prema is the natural attraction. Love is the natural attraction between two beings who have a relationship. Most naturally.
That's the goal. He is offering his respects to Prem Bhakti. Why? Wants the mercy of Prem Bhakti. And what's the mercy of Prem Bhakti? Prem Bhakti. Pray to Prem Bhakti. And glorify Prem Bhakti, which he will do. As the essence of the Vedas. Because we want the mercy of Prem Bhakti. Mercy of Prem Bhakti. Prem Bhakti gives Prem Bhakti. Liberation itself has worships her. So liberation worships or follows Prem Bhakti. Why? Because you can't attain liberation without mercy. You can't attain liberation. Liberation follows Prema Bhakti. Liberation follows Prema Bhakti. Why? Why are we bound? Why are we in this world? Why are we identifying this with this body? The simple answer is we don't want to be devotees. Because we don't want to be devotees, Krishna fulfills our desire by putting us in the illusion that we're not devotees and putting us in the illusion that we're the controllers and masters. The root of being in this world is not wanting to be a devotee. And therefore, if you want to be liberated, you have to develop the desire to serve Krishna, the love for Krishna. In other words, that verse in Bhagavad Gita, try to follow this. I know it's a little philosophical. I do want to get to the stories. But, Naiviesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dharatya Mameviye Papadyante Maya Metam Tarantya. It talks about this world and the modes in this world and how we're bound in this world. Naiviesha Gunamayi. This gunas, these modes, Daiva, they're divine. And they're impossible to overcome. Why are they impossible to overcome? Because they're Krishna's energy. You can't overcome it. But why are we under this energy of Krishna? Because we don't want to surrender to him and serve him. And therefore, the illusory energy follows our desire to fulfill our desire. I don't want to surrender to Krishna. I don't want to be his devotee. Okay, the illusory energy follows it and fulfills your desire by putting in the illusion that you're not a devotee. So what binds you in this world is that desire not to be a devotee. So unless you change that desire, how will you become liberated? So liberation from this world, extracting oneself from this world, it follows Prem Bhakti. And here it says it follows the feet of Prem Bhakti. The feet of Prem Bhakti. Why the feet? Because it follows even partial bhakti. It follows any of the processes of bhakti. So it's glorifying this Prem Bhakti so we can get the mercy of Prem Bhakti. Just see how wonderful this is. And then it says, indeed, liberation abandoned by the Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas abandoned liberation because they have no interest in just bhakti, just extracting themselves from this world. That's not perfection. Being free from all anxiety in this world, that's not perfection. Perfection is achieve our eternal relationship with Krishna. There's so many verses in the Bhagavatam, Narayana Parasarve, Nakutas, Chandya Bibhuti, Swagapavaga, Narakeshu, Apito, Yetadarshan, Narayana Parayana, one who loves Narayana. Narayana Parasarve, Nakutas, Swagapavaga, Narakeshu. He doesn't care. Swarga, the heavenly planets, Pavarga, this material world, Narake, hell, You know, he just wants service to Krishna. That's his goal. He actually does that. He just wants to please Krishna. And that type of liberation, which is not situating ourselves in our eternal relationship with Krishna, is actually not real. And Devaki prays that. Enye ravindaksha vamukta manayas tvayasta bhavat avashuda buddhaya aruya kritrena param padan. It's just vamukta manayas. Not permanent liberation. So, and therefore, liberation has abandoned her dependence on mantras, penance, sacrifice, renunciation. Why? Because these won't give liberation without bhakti. To actually extract yourself from the material world, you need bhakti. Why? Because you need the mercy of God, and the mercy of God comes in a relationship with God. And the symptom of relationship is worship for the superior. So unless you are worshiping God, unless you are in touch even with some bhakti, you can't get the mercy of God, because the mercy of God is just his reciprocation in our relationship with him. So it always says that every other spiritual process is dependent on bhakti. Because you have to get the mercy of the, and what, the objective of the jnanis, to realize the impersonal aspect of the absolute, it's still the absolute truth. It's just the perspective of the absolute truth. So if you really want to realize that, you have to get the mercy of the absolute truth. If we have to worship in some way, and bhakti is completely independent of other processes. We'll do the next verse. Please stay, and I know this is a little philosophical, but it's a very important. This is Namprat for now, we'll do. Okay.
Jayati jayati kamananda rupam murare niranita nija dharma jnana puja rigatam tatamati sarvatam bhutti dangarani namyat paramanavatametam jivanam bhushanam me.
All glories to Lord Murari in the form of his all ecstatic name. If any living being puts aside tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, even once takes the Lord's holy name, the name will grant him liberation. The holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure, and it is my very life and ornament. But actually, it's a very, very nice progression here. And now it comes to the holy name. And Jayati, Jayati, the greatest manifestation of the Supreme Lord's attraction and mercy. So, this is the greatest manifestation. The name of the Lord is more merciful than the form of the Lord. Why? It's one reason, but there's another reason. I heard this from a great sadhaka. Because the name of the Lord won't go to you. You have to go to the form of the Lord. And the name of the Lord goes to you. So merciful. And what is that? Lord Chaitanya in a discussion with Haridas Thakur says, Manifest, Sara Madhye, Bhava Shreshta, Dhamma Sankirtan, Ira Aparade Poila Paya Premadan. There are nine processes of devotional service. Sara Madhye, Bhava Shreshta, Nama Sankirtan, Aparade Poya Paya Premadan. But if you chant the holy name without offense,
you can get this prema bhakti, essence of the Vedas. This is the, I'll just tell one story because devotees sometimes like stories, and as people heard from me regularly, have probably heard this story many, many times. I tell it to recently. But yeah. I'm just thinking of Prabhupada and his attraction to the holy name and how he started the Hare Krishna movement. And I once went to see Srila Prabhupada's godbrother, Kinchana Krishna Das Babaji. Prabhupada said he was in Kinchana, he had no material desires. And whenever you would see him, he would always just be chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, I once went to the hospital when he was sick, and the doctor personally told me that when he put the stethoscope to his chest, he heard Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Amazing. He would chant all day and all night. And we gave him the Prabhupada Lilamrita. And at that time, we never really knew he spoke English, because whenever you would go to him, he would just be chanting Hare Krishna. He wouldn't talk. Or he would chant a verse about Krishna, specifically the holy name. And finally he told us that he knew thousands of verses, but he wouldn't learn another verse until he applied and realized the verse that he was studying. So we came back the following week and we asked him, how did you like the Lilamrita. And he looked at us, and in perfect English, he was actually a very cultured person. But he's a simple Babaji, said it was wonderful. He said, you know, when the Guru Maharaj took sannyas, I was there. And then he told the story that when Prabhupada took sannyas, there was only a few people in the room, maybe five or six. It was in the Keshavaji Gaudiya Math in Mathura. And when you have a yajna, there's two things that happen. Either mantras are chanted or the holy name is chanted. So when the priest is chanting the mantras, the chanting of kirtan stops. When the priest stops the chanting of mantras to, you know, organize something or paint some design or something, then the kirtan starts. Krishnaraj Babaji, he told us, he said, you know, when your Guru Maharaj took sannyas, I was there. Looked at us and he said, you know what I was doing? Everyone shook his head, yes. Chanting Hare Krishna. And then he said at a particular time in the sacrifice, he was doing kirtan because the priest is organizing, well, you know, elevated soul, Prabhupada sannyas school, and life of organized the yajna. He had a particular time, they had to chant more mantras, so the priest with his hand, his right hand, because he looked at Krishna's Babaji and he kind of gave the mudra, you know, like down, you know, like when you tell someone to stop, you wave your hand down. And then Krishna's Babaji said that then he looked at Prabhupada sitting there, and Prabhupada kind of like, so no one would see, put his hand up, you know, chant. And then Krishna's Babaji looked at us and said, and then I knew he would be the leader of the Hare Krishna movement. There's so much faith and dedication. But anyway, this verse, Ananda Rupam, so nice. Jayati, Jayati. Jayati, Jayati, Namananda Rupam. This Nam, Ananda Rupam. It is the form of bliss. Why? It is the form of bliss. Why? Ananda Rupa. It is the form of bliss. That's why. It is a manifestation of the Lord's internal potency. What is bliss? Bliss is love. It's a manifestation of love for Krishna. It's Krishna. But it's also a prayer to Krishna. It's a prayer to Krishna, to please Krishna. It's an embodiment of the desire to please God. When you take it into your consciousness, it energizes your desire to please God, which is the essence of pleasure.
The real pleasure we have is in our heart. It's unlimited love. Ananda Rupam. And that form of unlimited love and pleasure is this entreaty and yearning to please Krishna. But the very direct manifestation of Krishna's Nama Chintamani Rupa, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. It's the form of pleasure and life. Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nama Chintamani Krishna. It's like a touchstone. What's the rest? Purna Shuddha. Nitya Mukta. Purna is completely pure. Nitya liberation. It's non-different from Krishna. So it's pure bliss, and it's the essence of ecstasy, and whatever it touches becomes ecstasy. That's why Prabhupada, whenever there was a performance of ritual when they had to install the deities, they had the proper rituals with the proper Brahmins to instill faith and legitimize the deity, Prabhupada had kirtan. It's whatever it touches, it's the essence of ecstasy. It's just what separates us from that experience of ecstasy, your faith. As with faith, you dedicate yourself. You take something. Anyway, so, and then, if any living being puts aside such tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, and one takes the holy name, the name will thus grant liberation. So, very nice. It discussed that all other tasks are troublesome. And it's very interesting. It's because it describes all other tasks. Deity worship must purify all items and body and heart as well. Yajna meditation, you have to subdue the mind and senses, vanashram, so many different duties and activities. Then he actually makes an incredible point in the purport. Even hearing is difficult. Because hearing requires a suitable person. Even hearing requires a suitable person. Only after one. As he said, and also troublesome are the other devotional practices, such as hearing, which can be correctly performed only after one fulfills difficult prerequisites, such as finding a suitable, qualified Vaishnava to hear from. Same thing. How, even better than hearing. Therefore, putting aside concern about success in these methods, an intelligent devotee will simply focus intention on Harinam, and thus he will easily achieve the results of all the above methods of everything else. And one who begins to chant the name with faith and devotion, it's considered that he's already achieved everything else. There's an incredible verse by Devahuti. I generally know only the first two lines. I don't know why. Aho bhatasva pachato gariyan ajiva gre vartata nama tubhyam. That's the first page of us is not from the earth. Aman is your nama gramandi. How glorious are those whose tongues are chanting. Even born in the family of dog eaters, such persons are worshipped. Aho bhatasva pachato. Rajivagra, even if that name is hanging on the tongue once, it's considered. Chant the holy name must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices, achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. So, again, this is the same thing. This is his heart. This is his faith. Because of his faith, how high is this holy name? How undeserving does he feel to get it? And when he chants it, how much mercy and love does he feel in his heart? This is the Vaishnava mood. And especially I like the last line. Parama amritam ekam jivana bhushana. He expresses his own relationship with the holy name. What is the holy name? It is the greatest source of eternal pleasure. It is my very life. It is my very ornament. It's my life. I don't have, without Nam, I don't live. It's my ornament. This is my good quality. This is my decoration. My decoration is I'm chanting the holy name. At the end of this verse, Sanatan describes his own relationship with Harinam. It is everything to him. Nothing else is important. Him, Harinam, is the nectar of immortality, the happiness of true liberation, countless times greater than the satisfaction of impersonal mukti. Harinam is also greater than the bliss of Vaikuntha. It is sweeter than all attractive things. It is Sanatan Goswami's very life and only ornament, a limitless reservoir of auspiciousness, the entire focus of his attention. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. We have Bhagavatamrita that later we'll see when Gopakumar comes to the, oh, when the Brahmin, Mathura Brahmin, he's searching meaning of the Gopal mantra, and he comes to Keshigat. Hears, at that time it was a forest, he hears someone relishing the holy name, and therefore he's chanting the syllables of the holy name with relish. What is that last verse in the Shikshastakam, the last of the Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam, Baba Mahadravagni Nirvapanam, Shreya Kairaiva Chandrikaranam, Vidyavada Jivanam, Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, Pati Padam Punam Ritasa. He relished his pleasure at every step. That means each syllable. He's chanting with pleasure, so he hears. What's chant he hears, and it's not artificial when he hears, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya says that his Bhajan was very interesting. According to the time of day, the Astika Lila Smara, there's 8 versions of 5, he would chant one of the couplets, because there's 8 couplets. And he would also relate one of those couplets to one of the verses in the Shikshastra. And also a stage of advancement of devotional service. So when he'd meditate in the morning, when Radha and Krishna are waking up, chant Leela after the night. So he would, and that's when generally we should be chanting, or Sadhaka is chanting 3:30 to 6. Even for those who are beginning, myself included, that's the best time. And what is Nishant Leela? Waking up. So our consciousness is waking up to Krishna at that time in our spiritual life. And we're waking, and how do we waken? It awakens with faith. And what's the verse of the Shikshastakam that exemplifies the faith? Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. You have faith. Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam. It cleanses our consciousness. Cheta is the plate of material consciousness. If it's clean, you can see through it and see Krishna's pastimes. But it's dirty with material desire. So Cheto Dharpanam. We have faith. Chanting. Cheto Dharpanam Marjanam. It's important to us because we want to clean the heart. Baba Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. And it extinguishes the fire of material existence. Shreya Kairaiva Chandrikaranam and the Baba, the book. So Vidyavada Jiva, it gives life to our spiritual understanding. He's chanting. And therefore, in that type of chanting, he would put emphasis on the first syllables. In the morning, he may be chanting specifically on that, but and that would energize his remembrance for the whole mantra. So he would chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. That couplet, try to gain entrance there. My level of faith, what is my faith? And then, Chaito Dharma, this will purify my heart. This will extinguish the desire. And he had faith in it. And with that faith, it actually happens. With the faith, it actually happens. Because faith opens the consciousness. Faith opens the heart. If you don't have faith in something, it doesn't get in. So therefore, in the Bhajan Rahasya, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, to gain that faith, he has 20 or 30 verses about the glories of the Holy Name. And he would meditate on those verses. And he would meditate on those verses, and our faith is Shastriya Shraddha, that it's in the Shastra. That's why we believe something, because it's Shastra. So he would read the Shastra, he would get faith, and that faith would open his consciousness more and more to the Holy Name. And as he would open more and more to the Holy Name, it would happen. The heart would become cleansed. The devotion would rise. His consciousness would become purified. He would get transcendental realization. What's that first verse also indicates all the stages of devotional service. Chaitra Dharpa Marjanam is faith, Baba Mahadevanga. Faith and Sadhu Sangha. In it. And you get Pratipadam Purnam Lakta Safari. That's like Bhava or Prema for every syllable. So, anyway, we just about, there's just one more verse, but I'm going to leave a little time for questions. Then, after this, we get the introduction of Sanatana Goswami to the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. And then the story begins. Of course, it's a story within a story within a story. Okay, we will end here now. Are there any questions? Gail, are you there?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
Ananda Dulal.
Ananda Dulal, Hare Krishna, you have a question?
Yes, Maharaj, you know. You mentioned the faith. How the faith becomes fixed?
How does faith become fixed? What is our faith? Our faith is in bhakti. What is bhakti? Bhakti is our love for Krishna. So shraddha, or faith in devotional service, is the seed of our love. And as we practice Krishna consciousness, our bhakti increases. And then our faith increases because that becomes more real. What is our faith? Prabhupada said faith means to trust in something sublime. What do we trust? We trust in devotional service. But if we're not experiencing the sublimity, then by the practice, our faith is increased. Because generally, faith initially is what? Shraddha. You have some appreciation. But you're not associating with the people who are doing it. Then your faith increases. Then what? Sadhu Sangha. That's another level of faith. That I start wanting to associate with people who have dedicated themselves to bhakti. Then what? Bhajana Kriya. I will adopt the practices to increase that faith. And then the long stage, Anarthanavritti. But it's not just Anarthanavritti is one stage, and these stages, they overlap. Not that you're in Anarthanavritti and there's no fixedness yet or no some phase, or when you get to Bhajana Kriya, it's not that, or when you get to Ruchi, it doesn't mean that there's not some traces of an artist. And then when the faith increases, we give up the bad habits. And then Nishtha. And if the faith increases more, then that's something that you do all the time. So we're at different stages of faith. We should understand it's bhakti, and how does you increase bhakti? Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. Bhakti increases bhakti. And there's a whole process of bhakti and a science of bhakti. Especially, you must avoid offenses. Aparad, that separates us from the mood of worship. But it's the whole process of devotional service increases that faith. And faith comes where? You want faith? You associate with those who have faith. So sadhu sangha, it moves by sadhu sangha. And a sadhu is what? Has faith. He has faith in the Holy Name. I always thought, I talk about different devotees. I talk sometimes about Niranjan Swami because I get more of his association. But it's so nice. when I'm with him. He's, you know, chanting in the morning, and then he shares his realizations, and he has so much faith. And it, automatically I chant more. Because you're associating with someone who realizes and exemplifies that process. That's how faith will increase. You associate with those who have faith. Is that okay, Nanda Dulal?
Yeah, thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is that?
This is Govardhan from Edison.
Hare Krishna Govardhan. This is Govardhan from Mathura. You're Govardhan from Edison. That's good. Okay. These guys are Govardhan and Edison. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Atmananda in North Carolina.
This is
Atmananda.
Where are you, Atmananda?
North Carolina.
Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you for joining. Who else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. Okay, so next week we start the story of Jaimini Rishi and Zaname Jaya. One second. Anastasia, are you there from France? Okay. What? Anastasia. Write her a letter now. Okay, anybody else say Hare Krishna?
Maharaj?
Yes.
This is Rasagya calling from Austin.
Rasagya, Hare Krishna.
Haribol. Did I understand you're going to start with the Srimad Bhagavatamritam?
No, the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. Oh.
I mean the Brihat Bhagavatamrita?
Well, this is the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. This is the introduction.
Okay.
And then it took so many days to finish the introduction that the story starts after the introductory verses.
Okay.
And I'm hoping I can accelerate the, you know, because some of them are in story form, so I can basically tell the story and the points if I just prepare a week. So I'm hoping that, yeah, okay. And then, of course, on Sunday I do the Govardhan. Okay, we'll end for today.
Haribol.
Haribol.
Panchakalpa, Tarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu, Bhayevacha, Patitam Bhavadhyam. Thank you.